My name is Sean Beattie and I'm chairman of the Colgan Heritage Weekend, and we will be celebrating the life and times of John Colgan at the end of June. We'll be starting on Friday the 24th with an official opening by Kevin Myers, and there will be prize giving to students in the local schools who have won prizes in competitions. Then on Saturday morning you need to get up bright and early, 9:30, and head out with Desi McCallion to explore Inishowen. It'll be 2 hours of walking in the Meanshas area, and we look at things like rock art sites, old railway viaducts, the famous Donagh stone site, souterrains. We'll be using Ordnance Survey maps and listening to stories and fables and tales about John Colgan and the people who lived in this area many, many years ago. And then at 11 o'clock, we have a display of records called Across the Atlantic Sea, which will feature the Clamanny Genealogy Group, and they will be specialising in emigration to North America, UK and Australia, while a second exhibition will be going on in the Colgan Hall looking at emigration to Canada. And we will have a sample of newspapers, newspaper reports, essay competitions, pictures, interviews from local schools, just to fill in the time. And then at 12:30, we invite you all to join us in the Silver Birch, which is a gallery owned by the outstanding artist Sharon McDade, on the Mallon Road for the opening of her art exhibition. And then in the afternoon, we'll have a lecture called Learned Exiles, the Donegal Franciscans and St. Anthony's College, Louvain, by Keith Smith, who is undertaking doctoral research at the Micheál O'Clery Institute in UCD. Keith will be talking about life in the college in Louvain, and particularly about the many Donegal people who came to Louvain to study, to work, to research. Perhaps the most famous of them, of course, being John Colgan and the four masters who came from Donegal town. And not forgetting that it was John Colgan who actually gave the four masters their name, and they produced the Annals of the Four Masters. And then at 3:15, Sean McCool, who was born in Carn, and is a well-known author, translator and historian, will talk about place names in Carn Donagh and district in the place where he grew up. And then at 4:30, we're going to go very, very modern with John Ward, who invented Navigator, which is using sat-nav to provide tourism information for visitors to the peninsula. And we will be looking at ways in which we can harness technology to develop tourism. And then at 10:30 or later that evening, we will have a celebration in the Colgan Hall recalling the big night which took place before the emigrants' departure. And then Sunday afternoon, we start in the afternoon with an antiquarian and modern book display. We will have several bookshop owners there. And we're also hoping to launch the new guide to the Church of the Sacred Heart in Carn Donagh with its magnificent artwork, sculptures by Albert Power, which are relatively unknown. And there will also be readings from John Colgan, MacTahar's Inishowen, and a number of other outstanding writers. And after that, we have a book launch. It's called A Cottage in Donegal, Mary Doherty's Story. And the writer is an American genealogist called Eva Doherty Grimmert, who is a descendant of Mary Doherty. And she is coming from California to launch her book at the Colgan weekend. And will be launched by Professor Paul McKevitt, University of Ulster. And he is an expert on the authorities of Inishowen, particularly on the enforced emigration in the 17th century following the Cathair O'Doherty Rebellion, when huge numbers of authorities and others were shipped off to Sweden and they joined the armies of the Swedish king. And then at 4 o'clock, we head off again to the Carn Donagh Cross and we meet Desi McCallion. He's going to lead us up to the Mass Rock, which is located deep in the ancient woodland, ancient oak woodlands, and also there you can see on the cross on the stone actually a cross from the old church in Carn. And finally there'll be songs for summer evening. Okay, 5 minutes, thank you. Hey folks, one final thing is the theme of emigration, past and present, very, very topical, so join us.